The question today is, why do people make false professions? Why do people make false professions? I'd have to say number one under that would be why they make false professions is because of a preconceived idea about what salvation is and what it takes. And in other words, that usually when they're bothered the least little bit, they call it convictions. And they have a preconceived idea that they have to get it settled right now. It's what the preachers told them. It's what the concept of the whole world is today. They use the phrase, and it says in 2 Corinthians, now is the day of salvation. They'll quote it this way, today is the day of salvation. The Bible doesn't say that. The word now is the day means this is the day of grace, a time when you can be saved. I know it says today in the book of Hebrews chapter 3 when it talked about the day, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. And you've got to hear His voice. But so many people have heard the voice of the preacher, and that's as far as it went, and they've got a preconceived idea that salvation is just 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. They've heard preachers give the invitation, raise your hand. If you're lost, pray this prayer with me, and then they'll say by the authority of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're saved. Quit playing God. You're not God. Listen, don't do that. That's leading people astray. It's giving people false professions. It's making tares, and they have false professions out of that. And so some people think all they've got to do is say the sinner's prayer. Well, in the Bible, there's only one place where the sinner's prayer, so-called, was said. God be merciful to me, a sinner. And if you understand what that means, the word merciful means that he's, and this boy knew this, this publican knew that. As he prayed from the heart, God is the Lord is my sacrifice, my substitute, and my mercy seat. He's my propitiation. And therefore, he knew that some things. He had some understanding. And people today, they got a preconceived idea that God doesn't show a lost man anything. Therefore, whenever they're shown something, they automatically think that's they got to be saved. But listen, the Bible said in Psalm 25:8 that He will teach sinners in the way. That means a lost person in the narrow way leading to the straight gate. He'll teach you. In fact, you've got to have some understanding about sin, righteousness, and judgment. And that must be completed work of Holy Ghost conviction in your life in all three areas. Somebody said, well, if you're convicted, you can be saved. Convicted of what? You've got to be convinced and convicted of sin, of righteousness, and judgment, and it's got to be complete in all three areas. That's why Jesus said in John 16:8-11, He said, and when He, meaning the Holy Spirit, is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on Me, of righteousness because I go to My Father and you sin see Me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Therefore, many people have made false professions because they have preconceived ideas to what salvation is. Another reason that people make a false profession is because they get a relief and a release. When God begins to deal with you, you may break down in tears and cry. And doctors say it's a proven fact. When you cry, there's a hormone released in your body that makes you feel better. You'll get a relief and a release from crying. And that'll make you feel better. And the devil will jump on it and say, hey, that's the peace of God. Usually he'll use some preacher to tell you that. And that's salvation. You don't know. You have no right to tell anyone they're saved. God's got to do it. You see, the devil's a liar. And therefore, many preachers, soul winners, so-called, are liars too if they try to tell you that's salvation when they don't even know themselves. It's got to be a completed work. If you're not satisfied, I'm not satisfied. If you're satisfied, I'm satisfied. I'll stay with you, whatever. Another reason is why people make false professions is because some personal worker, and I've already mentioned this, or some preacher, or some soul winner, and I don't even like the term soul winner, because the Holy Ghost is a soul winner. The Bible said to be a witness. He didn't say to be a soul winner. I know it said he that winneth souls is wise. That means to persuade and influence, and that's what a witness does. But they'll come up, these people will come up and short-circuit the work of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes they'll use, for instance, Romans chapter 10, verse 13, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And they'll ask you to believe that. And then they'll say, get down here and pray. And when you pray, you usually pray silently. And then whenever you raise up, they'll say, are you saved? And if you don't know, if you don't look like you're saved, they'll say, let's go through this again. And they'll raise the voice with a little intimidation to try to make you, to intimidate you to not say no. And they'll say, now the Bible says this, now pray. And when you pray now, pray out loud. And the reason they want you to pray out loud is so they can hear you pray and can tell you, you called on the name of the Lord. If you call, Lord, save me from sin or whatever. And so whenever you raise up and they ask you, are you saved? You'll say, some say, I don't know whether I am or not. And they'll look at you and say, are you calling God a liar? God said if you would call on His name, you should be saved. And did you call? And you'd say yes. Then are you saved? And you'll have to say yes to keep them looking like a fool in front of them. But they're the ones that's the fools because they're leading you astray. And they're causing people, they're short-circuiting the work of the Holy Spirit and causing people to make false profession. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 12:3, no man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Let Him tell you you're saved. You don't have to tell Him. You don't need to tell Him. If He can't tell you He's saved, He's not saved. He'll tell you. In fact, it's not you telling Him. He needs the internal witness of the Holy Ghost who comes and lives inside of Him at the point of salvation. And therefore, it's not your work, it's the Lord's work. And He's the one who needs to be doing the talking, not you. Don't let Him. And that's why many false professions are made in our churches today. And I'm afraid we've been filled with false professions today. Another one is that the reason somebody makes a false profession is, well, they really don't want a Lord. So somebody tells somebody, they don't want somebody to tell you what to do. So somebody comes along and just tells them, well, all you need to do is just come as you are in that type of situation. And they don't allow the Holy Spirit to finish the work in you and jump off of something else. And you really don't want a Lord. And then some people tell you, you don't even have to, it's not Lordship salvation. You take Jesus as Savior, and one of these days you make Him as Lord. That's contrary to the Scripture. He's Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all. He's going to be your Lord at the point of salvation. In fact, you're going to be willing to take Him above everything and everybody and take up your cross and follow Him, as Luke 14 says, and forsake all to take Him as Lord. You don't make Him Lord. He's already Lord. You have to take Him that way. But many people don't want a boss, don't want to submit. If you're not willing to submit to the authorities God gives you, you won't submit to the Lord. And therefore, if you make a profession doing your and keeping your own rebellion inside, it's false and it's not right. And then also, I'll tell you why somebody else makes false profession sometimes, more than one many times in their lives, is because they've had this nagging doubt down inside. And then when a preacher preaches on some ingredient or some specific about what real salvation is, and then you realize that you don't have that. Say, for instance, he says you've got to repent, and you say, well, I've never repented. So what you do many times, because of preconceived ideas, you run back to the altar, you fall on your face, and you say, I repent. But all you did was just use the words, I repent. And then you'll get up and say, I'm saved now because I repented. But all it was a word. It wasn't a work of God. You see, godly sorrow works repentance, and it's got to be completed in you before you'll ever be able to. And that repentance has got to be granted to you before you'll ever be able to act upon it or repent yourself. It's His work, and He's going to get the glory. And you see, I know they use the expression that some preachers preach about those ingredients, and you're being bothered, and somebody will say, maybe even realize you're lost. No, you're not saved. And somebody said, well, what if you died before morning? What if the Lord was to come before morning? You wouldn't be ready to go. And they put the scare tactic, the fear tactic upon you. And then somebody else says, well, if I was you, and you're not here in the night and not saved, I wouldn't leave this building till I got saved. And so as a result, they'll force you into doing something prematurely before the work is completed in your heart. What we need is some people who will stay with people who realize they're lost. It may be intellectual, but realize until God works that lostness in them and completes the Holy Ghost conviction in all three areas of sin and righteousness and judgment. And the majority of the preachers and personal workers today will not let you do that. But I want to tell you, we'll let you do that. You've got problems and you want somebody to stay with you. I understand what you're going through. I know what it's like to tell preachers these things, and they've got it all figured out. I want to tell you, they'll lead you astray. Many of them will. I'm talking about Baptists now. I'm not talking about those who don't understand. I'm talking about Baptists who should understand, but yet they don't, because they themselves I have not been saved. You see, and you'll wind up making a false profession because you'll not let the Holy Spirit finish that work in you. And then, of course, when we're talking about false professions, I guess I could ask another question to go along with this. Why do people hold on to false professions when they have those false professions? Well, they're afraid to get honest. They've seen some others, how they were treated in getting honest, and they don't want to get honest. And some places I'd advise you not to even get honest outwardly, but get honest with yourself. Get honest with God. Get honest with somebody who understands. And I understand, and I'd be glad to stay with you and help you. I don't care who you are or where you are. We're not in this for money. Our radio broadcast, all of our material is free. We're doing this because we love you and want to see you. Some of you listening right now have that nagging doubt, and you just won't get honest that you just might not be saved, and you hold on to that false profession, and the others are ashamed of what the Lord or what the people will think, in other words. And some listen to the voice of the devil as he props them up. And in other words, God's working, and all at once they come in and begin to deal with you. The Holy Spirit begins to deal with you, maybe in a service where the Holy Spirit is moving, and all at once there comes some doubt inside, and you begin to get shaken, and as a result, this voice says, "That's just the devil making you doubt." No, I want to tell you what that is. That's the Holy Ghost of God trying to shake you loose from that false profession. But you're so geared and you've been listening to the devil's voice so long that you hold on to that. He calls himself Jesus. He calls himself Lord and tells you that's just the devil making you doubt. I want to tell you, he's a liar. Don't listen to the voice of the devil. Don't prop up on what he says. I've heard people use the expression that one of the ways you know you're saved is that you doubt. Lord help. That's contrary to the Scripture. 1 John 5:13, these things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. Another reason that some people hold on to their false profession, they don't hear enough of the specifics preached or the ingredients preached to even be able to examine up against their salvation experience. I examined for years what I had with what I knew, and it wasn't enough even taught specifically about salvation. And yet when I deal with specifics, some people want to say you're just making salvation too hard. No, I'm trying to give you something where you can measure by to see what God says in His Word that salvation is. And if you don't have what you need to get honest and allow God to finish that work in you. But most places, there's not enough preached about real salvation to even know how to examine yourself. You see, the Old Testament Scripture dealt about 40 chapters, dealt with specifics about the tabernacle. Knob here, board there, socket there. And God's interested in specifics, and we need to deal with them. And then what happens is many go on because of that. There's not enough power and not enough preaching about it. They'll go on with that nagging doubt, having a false profession and remaining in that false profession. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.